Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025.
Oh...
Nasty ass weather.
God, well, you ain't lying.
Nasty ass.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's one of those where you gotta keep working the intermittent wipers. Like, you gotta keep adjusting. Like, God dang it. Rain or don't rain?
Choice is yours.
Because I hit pockets of it. I'm like, oh, I gotta bump it up a little. Gotta bump it down a little.
Yeah.
But I got the window down, too, so.
You, why? Your head hanging out?
It dried like Ace Ventura.
Staying hydrated.
I'll say.
It's just like, it just feels good. You know, when you, I guess you'd call it like a mild kind of weather, like breeze. It's not really cold, but you know, it's mild.
Hold on, let me look and see. Yeah, shorts.
Of course.
Always.
Dude, I
you
threw
had
two.
To look.
That's why I didn't, I told him, I said, you can come to Mary's funeral. You can wear shorts. No one's going to care. You'll be behind a pew most of the time.
No one will care.
Even if they were like, if they were dress shorts, I mean, don't come in there with like
can you imagine?
Basketball shorts. Yeah, I mean,
dress shorts.
You'd be like Angus from AC/DC.
You could have left here, drove home, changed, left your house by like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And, okay, so you wouldn't have been able to be back.
It's a long drive. A jacket and a shirt with your shorts.
Well, the wardrobe is...
Nobody looks. If they're staring at your pants, that's their problem.
Yeah.
The wardrobe is limited. I found two pairs of pants.
They sell men's clothes, too?
I don't...
Thanks, Paige.
I don't know why I did this, but I used to put the receipt when I bought some pants. I would put it in the pocket of the pants.
Oh, dude. That's old school. Yeah.
I found two pair of pants that I've never worn from Sears. I can't take them back.
Why?
Because Sears is no more.
Yeah, and it's after 30 days. It's another problem.
And I can't wear them. I'm like, I ain't going to be this size anytime soon.
Too big, too small.
How old are they?
God,
still relatively in style?
If they were 34, it's had to be before you got married.
They were... They were the, I forgot the brand of, they were like the cheap.
Wrangler?
Savant?
No, cheaper than Wrangler.
Lee jeans.
Didn't they have like a blue, what was the Sears house brand of jeans? That's what they were. The receipt said they were $25 a pair because there were two.
Yeah.
And they were right beside each other, but I'm like, I'm not going to wear these. I can't.
I gotta
look them up.
I don't remember doing a whole lot of, the only thing we really got from Sears was, Come on, Matt. What was it? The brand of Kenmore. Yes, Kenmore. The
power
tools. Yes.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. My dad was really into Sears power tools.
I mean, yeah. Kenmore.
I heard that Sears had like a good body shop. Didn't they do something like a repair too? car repair.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got tires really, put on really there one good, time. They did a mile. Wore it to Chick-fil-A.
You get your hair cut there. They had a salon, all kind of stuff.
I know. Like, has anybody ever thought about, I mean, let's be honest, like malls are malls. Like, there's still stores in there that are your destination stores, but to go in there and just frolic around like you're in Epcot or whatever, it's kind of maybe asking too much. So the whole lifestyle that they're feeding everybody is stacking everything, you know. So you live in a high rise or you live in an apartment, no longer a house. Underneath you is a Starbucks. Underneath you is a salad place. Underneath you is a gym.
Yeah, I like it.
You don't have
it.
To leave that block, especially if you work from home.
City dwelling. Welcome to 12
salads.
So why not throw a couple bungalows in the Haywood Mall? I'm being freaking serious.
I'd like to live there.
Well, they got a police station in there.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I mean, right near the bathroom. You might as well, right?
Well, personally, right. I would hate it, but I think it would be, if you had a glamorous condo there in the mall, that'd be great.
I mean, if I told my daddy that people are paying $2,000 plus to live in the old workroom where he worked in the textile mill, he would die laughing. Well, he's already dead, but he would resurrect laughing.
What if your house is in the old pottery barn and it's got this great like living room and loft? It would be really cool.
Now it's Gabe's, or however you pronounce it. Gabe's? Maybe it's just Gabe's.
I'm not sure.
Gabe's is fun. I've been in Gabe's. Gabriel's.
Canyon River Blues, that's the name of the jeans. I had to look it up.
Oh, so the blue was in the... Okay, yep. I was thinking it was like Blue Moon or something like that.
The El Cheapos.
Great song. Those are really cool. They might come back. You might hold on to them.
But he will... I mean, what
I just put him in a donation bag.
Is asking a man his pant size like asking a woman her age?
I don't know. Okay. They were 34s.
But what now?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because I don't wear blue jeans anymore.
You think you can get any money out of consignment? Because I had a ton of clothes that, you know, I'd buy them and then I'd never wear them.
I don't know.
Because I would think I'd go to an event and something happens where I still have a hot pink dress that I've never worn because I had, you know, the vid at the time.
Is that just for female clothes, consignment?
Well, you can make money off of it, but I'm not saying they're going to buy it, though, if it's not.
I'm not even completely sure what that is.
Or you lost $50 from like 15 years ago. I mean, it's...
What is
another thing, you can sell it on eBay. You know that. People buy clothes on eBay all the time. Retro clothes. Cause
good Lord.
Some guys maybe...
You need me to loan you some money?
Can I drive by your house and...
talk about selling clothes.
Put your jeans on.
This is what I'm saying to you. Some guy just would find your jeans and said, oh my gosh, those are those Canyon River jeans I used to have that I loved. I want to buy them today.
Yeah, they could.
There's a niche out there.
This is stimulating talk.
They're over 10 years old. I don't know how consignment works. I don't know what that is.
The word consignment you don't understand?
Well, any of it. Is that people like, you know, selling clothes to... It's not a donation, right? It's like you're going to sell your stuff.
Right.
I just don't know what it means.
Yeah. It's like a pawn shop, kind of.
Oh, for clothes? Oh, that'd be interesting.
I don't think you can get them back, though. I think it's back. I don't know.
I got a shirt with a hole in it. What can you do me for? I give you like 10 bucks for it. The hole is right up where the head would go.
What would you guess is your current waist size? Just a guess.
I wish I had some bigger ones to look at.
Because I was going to say, I may have you some britches. But is that weird? Like, women interchange clothes, but dudes doing it is just gay to me. I don't know why.
It really is.
I mean, it just did. And I don't even mean it's weird. It's like, hey, we're changing shirts. That's that shirt you let me borrow. That's weird if a guy says that.
It's the same as a football jersey that has someone's number on the back that you wouldn't get, that someone handed to you. Is that weird?
That's,
no, that's...
I don't think that's the same at all.
No. It's still clothing.
No.
You sweated on it, ran down a field.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. I'm going to guess... Okay. Those were 34s. And we're talking about 10 or 15 years ago. So I'm gonna say at least have to double it. Would it work that way?
68?
I weigh 374 pounds.
So
that's got to factor in at some point. Like as far as the
there's.
So we can agree above a 50.
I can't. Can I stand behind you, put my arms around you?
Last time we did it.
Mm-hmm. It took 15 minutes.
Get a boomerang and a rope.
Yeah, there's no way you wear a 58. There is no way.
Do you think 58's too
big?
Oh, you think it's too big?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, what's the largest size you've ever remembered buying? Because, I mean, you're
42, and then that was easily.
That's when you went to exclusively sweatpants and basketball shorts.
That was, God, what was that? Obviously, it was COVID when it happened, because I remember 2020 is when I was doing it.
I mean,
we weren't going anywhere. Everything was shut down. You'd leave and go to work. I'm like, I'm just going to throw on some shorts and just, I'm going back home anyway.
I think you just have this like preconceived notion in your head. Maybe it's because of your nickname on the radio that like, I mean, you're a big dude, but like, I don't, like you said, you weighed that much. And I was like, there's no way. And then I sure as hell don't think you'd wear a size 68. I mean, you'd realize how 68, how big that, it'd be like this.
How are we talking about like comfortably wearing them?
Yeah, I mean, just like your normal, you know. Let's say you don't have to wear it. Do you wear a belt when you wear jeans?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
It looks kind of, if you don't.
Yeah, it does.
Especially if you tuck in, which I don't tuck in either. That's also kind of,
Especially as a football jersey. We remember a guy that tucked his football jersey, and that was so weird.
If we're 50 pounds ago, the biggest size I bought was 42s. So we'll say at least a 50, right?
I mean, I don't know. You just have a collapsible belly. Like you have a hard gut.
Yeah,
but
a lot
you're
of visceral
not,
fat.
I don't look at you like right now where I see you. Although it's only from the breasts up, I don't see
a headshot.
Huge fat person.
Yeah, everybody else does, and I see it. So, especially like if you. It's real flattering if you go to somewhere with like profile mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people don't really have those in the home. And then you kind of get more of a gauge like, oh, okay. That's what it looks like from the side. It's pretty alarming. So I need to get back in the habit of wearing pants.
Can I ask you to stand up and face that wall?
I'd rather not stand up.
Will you put your hands behind your back? This is a raid.
Something sticky, but you hurry.
I mean, I see you walk around. Like, I think...
Uh-oh. Did I lean back too far?
Yeah.
What is going on? I don't know. The power's going out in the building.
It's just that lamp. Our screen.
That's what it is.
We're going to die.
I thought I leaned too hard
against the wall. Might need
a new bulb. I leaned too hard against the wall. I started stressing the electricity.
Yeah, the wiring's kind of odd here.
Yeah, I just got to, like, I need to have something nice put aside in case something comes up. I got to go to. Right. All right, Paige's vibrator's plugged in. And it's obviously going off. So whatever formal occasion, semi-formal, whatever, you know, I got something to put on.
Yeah.
But that don't happen often.
Maybe that's why. Oh, he won't come. He has to dress up.
Plus,
I knew you wouldn't be at the funeral.
If I buy clothes at my size.
By the way, I'm saying that in jest. And I don't want people on the air to think if you didn't come to Fat Woody come to my mom's funeral, I'm giving him hell. It's just in play fun.
Look,
I mean, I did know that you wouldn't come, but you kind of revealed that day, and that was cool.
Anything that happens in this room
stays in this room.
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. But buying clothes of my size is very expensive. Very expensive. Even if they're on sale, man. I'm limited to a certain section of the store.
Let's start a GoFatMe for you.
God, is that a real thing?
You know what?
If that ain't a real
thing. I'll say no, but it will be.
You might want to look into seeing if you can buy that Earl. Let me get that Earl. Can't let you in on all the codes. But I need to get in the habit of just overall dressing better. Well, it's just, I mean, this is stuff you do as you get older. Supposed to, at least.
Yeah. Like, you do have that whole, you have that, like, Adam Sandler appeal. And it's not a bad thing at all.
No, but it's not. I've got a closet full of nice clothes, just nowhere near what I can wear now.
You definitely have your own style, though, fat boy.
Yes, it's whatever you get motivated to.
It's called Adam Sandler 2.0.
Pretty much. It's called Broke Man's Poor Man's Sandler.
Oh, please.
That's what we'll call it. Please. I mean, come on. Don't pander to me. I don't have billions of dollars.
Well, no.
That's why I say it.
So if you don't have billions, you're poor.
Well, if you're comparing me to a rich man, then yes. I'm your poor man, Sandler.
Oh, God.
Let me take a little hit real quick. But,
somebody asked me about that, about you the other day. Let me see if I have the email here about you sniffing that stuff.
It's in email form.
No, I think it was an email. It basically was saying, do you do it at home as well? Like, is it something that you only do at work, smelling the hand sanitizer for almost like a drug addict? But, I mean, there's no, like, really a buzz or anything. You just like the smell of it.
If you take a big enough hit. You know, I don't buy sanitizer because it's not really that effective. And
well, it's better than walking out with dirty hands.
I don't know.
It's a hit mid-speech.
I don't buy it, and so if it's here, I'll smell it. But if it was out of sight, out of mind.
Paige, here, I ordered us some Narcon just in case it gets a little crazy over there.
No, I'm just trying to, in case someone's in the bathroom listening right now, I'm trying to impede anybody in the building who doesn't want to wash their hands.
Oh, well, we know one, but
yes. God, it should be. Why was
that's
that
all
not
I'm doing.
How was that not a rule? I mean, like the nastiest things you can do, and then the person just la, 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 just walks out the door.
I don't know. I guess, it's not COVID anymore. Like, you know. The protocol changes. We're back to, all right, bring on another one.
What, I mean, really? What next?
Like that whole protocol.
We survived that.
I mean, that's like, but I know some people, matter of fact, years ago, there was somebody else that we kind of alluded to on the radio that worked in the building that didn't wash their hands. And that person caught wind of it and made a point to tell us that they use hand sanitizer at their desk. I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Show me your desk.
You still touch the handle.
That's what my problem
you
is.
You high-five Tony walking down the hall. I saw it. Now Tony's got your piss particles all over his hand.
Remember one person that didn't do it, and they were a toucher. They got somebody's
they
shoulder.
They were a toucher on the shoulder, yeah. Yes. First off, I'm not comfortable with that, man or woman. Especially if I ain't turned around to see who it was.
I got doo-doo
nice
shoulders.
Firm grip on the shoulder, and I turn around.
God. I got to donate this shirt now.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to bring
shoulders.
That up.
Just cut the shoulders out. That's fine. That's where so-and-so touched me. Oh, yeah, the guy who didn't wash his hands, yeah. That's why I have the knees missing out. He grabbed my knee one day. I had to cut the knees out of my jeans.
Yeah, I see your point because they used to fill in all the hand sanitizers across the building, but now since we don't have any diseases, there's no need to wash your hands anymore. So I get it.
Here's a point, and this will sound outlandish and probably like pretentious at first, but I think you'll see this. I've had a runny nose off and on for like a couple weeks. The question I'm getting to is, should the workplace supply Kleenexes?
Yeah. I mean, it's a courtesy, right?
Well, they supply toilet paper. It's another body fluid. Why not Kleenex?
That's what I'm exactly right. Toilet paper. You imagine if they said, "Oh, you got to start bringing your own toilet paper, guys, or we're going to have to cut some jobs."
That's next. Please shut your mouth.
Well, I don't wipe, so I don't worry about it.
Oh my God!
Wait, I'll get back to my desk and wipe.
Oh wow! Yeah, because we used to have bring toilet paper in here. For Kleenex purposes.
Yeah.
They should have a box. But you know what? Teachers shouldn't have to buy their own stuff, too.
Amen.
Mainly because I get tired of hearing about it. But you should get supplied supplies, right?
Yeah. I mean,
supply us.
It's not for you. It's for the students. So why not?
That's what they like to tell you. Like, come on. I need a pack of... Imagine me being a teacher. I need a pack of markers. It's for the students.
Sniff, sniff.
Sure.
It's the old lady who lives in a shoe with like 12 kids.
Smells like hell. Your kids. You got athlete's kids.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Because they lived in the shoe.
Your
oh,
son's, God. Your son's peeling.
Kid, son, what is on your back? Oh, it's a corn pad. It's stuck there.
You got corn? Yeah.
Is that dandruff? No, it's some particles of an odor eater that Mom put down in the shoe last night. It stunk down in my room, down in the toe.
We got a soccer ball, kids. It's an odor eater ball.
It's one of those. Oh, man. God, those didn't work either. They stunk.
They're not good.
I bought so many of them little different little gimmicks after I screwed up my Bo Jacksons that time.
You know what gets real
dingy? One time with no socks on. Now, granted, it was probably a 3 to 5 hour clip of wearing them with no socks on. And I could not get the funk out of
them. That ruins a shoe.
It ruined it bad. I sprayed all kinds of stuff in there. Nothing worked.
Dude, I was excited for the Dr. Scholl's machines when they started putting them in Big Bar Whip Hunter.
The ones you guys go stand on?
Yeah, but everybody would do it like it was a toy. Like, you know, they do the blood pressure thing like they're bored. And you got people that are barefoot in the store in the middle of the night just standing on it. And it gets all cruddy.
My great-grandpa used to come over and grab my arm real tight and squeeze, and he's gone, so I just go get my heart rate tested. Makes you feel like grandpa's around.
Kids want to do it. I'm like, stop it. It's not a toy.
Looking like Lincoln Hawk getting ready to win a new truck for your son. Over the top.
You're not hypertense, kid. Pound sand.
Right. Pound sand.
Yeah.
Okay, so proving that Fat Boy's not such a selfish, sorry son of a gun. He was was it email or a DM yesterday from the person who said they didn't get in for the All Advice show, wanted to know if we would let them come on today because it's kind of timely.
It was a DM on Instagram.
A DM on IG.
Insta.
So we're going to do another, and I love it too. Yesterday was awesome. The All Advice Hour.
It was a good mix.
Yeah.
Good mix of real serious and...
kind of funky, and then, ooh, man, this sucks. Yep. I hate to hear this for you.
Like, awful.
Yeah.
But good.
As far as, you know, like, it's like a Dateline where you're like, I don't have a dog in the fight here, but I'm interested.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested.
Especially the hour ones, not the 2 hour ones.
No. When they start off in like a subway talking, like, it ain't going to be a good one.
This is where the murder happened. This is where it took place.
No, I don't like those. All right. Feel free to. Oh, also the BDA today. Best Damn Audio as well.
Oh.
The best.
Good stuff. I got a commercial for a product so controversial you can't even buy it anymore.
Ooh.
They had to change the name.
More than just my armpits thing. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to honor one of the stars of Happy Gilmore. He's passed away. He may be at least 80, but he may have been 100 years of age. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah, this is who I think it is. He's been dead for years, right? Talking about, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, but at first I was thinking of Blue from... dang it, that movie we always used to quote.
Oh, Old School.
Old School, yeah.
My boy Blue, I'm going to pump you good.
Oh, yeah, Barb Barker's dead. Lee Trevino's still with us.
Yeah, he is.
But there's no way he's 100. He could be easily 80, believably 80.
Well, his hair turned like on a whim, it seemed, like instantly. He's like a big cotton ball head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, we'll find out. Who birthday it is from Happy Gilmore next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerd!
Dollars.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a story about a former member of Happy Gilmore who's passed away, one of the stars.
Oh.
You know, yeah. I forgot two have passed away.
Chubb.
Yeah.
Chubb and Bob Barker.
I think the grandma's still with us, right? My fingers hurt.
Oh, wow. No. Seriously?
I think so.
That lady's been around since like Saffron Sundays.
Let's see. Now your back's coming.
One of those character actors.
And this person or thing is estimated to be at least 80 or may have been 100 years of age.
Oh, no, she passed in 2011. I thought she was still alive.
Rest in peace, Grandma Gilmore.
Francis Bay.
Is Stefan still with us?
My fingers hurt.
I'll give you more clues.
Well, you said thing, so now, so is it a person?
Shooter McGavin's obviously still with us. He's going to be in the new one.
So the Colorado Gators Reptile Park, which is an exotic animal sanctuary, confirmed the news.
The gator.
That Morris, the alligator from Happy Gilmore, has died.
Damn it, man. The one
I'm
that
sorry.
Ate Chubb.
That's what he gets for eating Chubb's hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, where's that hand at?
I hope he gets to heaven, the gator. And first off, I don't imagine gators are in heaven. I just don't.
No.
Maybe if you're a gator pet owner, you disagree with that. But I can't imagine seeing the clouds, the gold, the mansions, the fat little cherubs with wings swimming and flying about. And then an alligator just sitting there. Mm. No, that's for hell.
Now, what does the Bible say about animals in...
It says, beware the serpent.
Is an alligator a serpent?
I mean, hell, what is a dragon?
Hell, that is a good point.
Well.
Is it? Because I felt like I just totally, like, threw crap at the wall and it stuck.
I'm thinking of Komodo dragons now.
Oh, yeah, they're from the Orient.
Hmm. So, Morris was his character's name in the film. He played the alligator who bit off Chubbs Peterson's hand. And he was later killed.
That man's dad.
He was later killed and beheaded by Happy. So he's had a long career, believe it or not, as this acting alligator. His films included the cult horror classic Alligator in 1980.
Oh, man.
In case you missed it.
How did he get cast for that one, I wonder?
Typecasting. And 1994's Interview with the Vampire and Dr. Dolittle 2 in 01.
My God.
Yeah, he's great.
I didn't know they lived that long, alligators.
They put his claw in the Hollywood Crawl of Fame.
So what's going to happen with him? Well, they plan to have him stuffed. Which is so barbaric.
Oh, how would you do that?
I'll bend over and I'll show you.
You can't do that with people, though.
Bull crap.
I'm tired of you getting all the good lines.
I disagree. I introduced you to Matt Sidermas.
God dang it.
Oh, Lord. Ain't nothing like Red Bull coming out of the nose.
Yeah, okay. If there was an NBA Jam version of radio, your mic would be on fire. He's heating up!
I'd be a gorilla, though, wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, they used to back, if you're like a king or something, they'd lay you out and put you so the public can view you.
Yeah.
Instead of embalming you, they can stuff you and put you on display.
I wonder if that...
Well, it's kind of like the same.
Well, sure. I wonder, though, if Morris is Like, did he ever participate in any of those reenactments on Swamp People or anything, you know?
You see the eyes coming up out of the water.
About 8 months ago, we was looking for General Sherman. He was a 12-foot-long gator.
Oh, he's a tree breaker now.
Shoot him. Shoot that gator.
He bought that big old chicken and hang up on the damn limb all day. You come by and shoot that bitch in the nuts.
Ask yourself how that show stayed on so long with the PETAs of the world just flapping around, not caring.
Well, you know, they had eye candy for the women because, you know, Bruce would never wear a shirt with his
overalls.
That's
what it was, yep.
All I know about Morris with other people like that, he made a cameo appearance with Steve Irwin.
Crikey!
On the Tonight Show starring Jay Leno.
So he was now the gator.
It's a gator.
Don't
shoot my gator.
My daughter's going to grow up and have real big knockers.
You sound like Becky Lynch now. You really do.
Man. All right, put me in a match.
I'm a hooligan.
You're a hooligan. I'm a hooligan.
I'm not a hooligan. I'm a hooligan. That's a little like Elon Musk a little bit too there, too.
Oh, dang it. I don't want to get into that. Elon went with Trump to the Middle East. Saudi Arabia is so awkward looking. Because, you know, the Saudi crown prince who might have killed his mom and definitely killed Khashoggi.
Please. Mm.
I don't think he was expecting Elon to walk in. It was a little awkward.
With who I brought.
Yeah, really. Guess who's on the plane.
For real, like, Jack Daddy Vance has got to be like, dude, what? Like, what's up?
I want to go. We got to take Elon this time. You can go to the next one.
He's going to start getting text messages from Mike Pence saying, I told you, how's it going to be? I told you. He's got nothing to do with it, does he?
Just a figurehead. You're a little bobblehead walking around.
Delete.
Stuck going to Ukraine and... Well, you got to see the Pope a couple of days before he died. That was cool. Unless you're the reason he died. I mean, that's weird.
He does have a bit of a curse because he dropped the Buckeyes trophy when they were at the White House.
Yeah.
Which I hope he broke it.
See, I don't know now. It took me a while to figure out who that was in the meme. Like, what is it? His high school or college picture? J.D. Vance?
Yeah, I think it one of those.
Did he have like curly, Jerry Curly hair?
Oh, cool.
Is that when he wrote Hillbilly Eulogy?
I mean, he looked very like, what's the word when you don't know if it's man or a woman? And it's kind of trendy to say now.
You can't say on the radio. Oh.
Androgynous?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's
welcome.
It.
Yeah. Fat boy was singing street, Paige was singing classroom.
That's that A word we take. I can't remember what it is.
Nerd.
Andromeda.
One page and those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Rhymes with what you do with milk.
Sports is next with you.
You got homogenized milk. We don't like the homogenized milk. We like the regular.
We like regular genized.
We like vitamin
straight genized.
We don't even like the vitamin D. It's not our favorite vitamin.
I don't know.
Louis Pasteur was French. Do we believe him?
It's been my favorite vitamin.
I like the vitamin TIT, but that's me. Just me.
Straight from the tap. Two at a time.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, what is up? In sports.
Oh, Lord. C.
We got to talk about the big news from yesterday as far as baseball goes.
Wowee, boy.
Yeah, never thought I'd see the day.
Did you know it before our favorite attorney at law sent that in the group text?
No, that was
me
a big surprise.
It's like the first time. Rob Inaria, if you're listening, that was the first time you've ever, that I remember, broke news. Well, you broke some news about other stuff. But I'm like,
but sports-wise.
Like, sports-wise.
Yeah, like. Usually with Rob, if it ain't got, like, you know, a car involved, he don't care.
Yeah, a car or a gavel.
Yeah, a court hammer.
You know, Rob, he doesn't have a gravel road. He has a gavel road. It's kind of eloquent.
Wow.
You drive all over a lot of little wooden hammers.
Why don't you put that in spots? Hey, folks, did you get a bad dog? Come down the gavel road.
Gavel road.
Take a trip down the gavel road.
Sounds like a country song. Travel down. Gavel road.
Uh-oh, Dan. That's not a request, Dan.
Take it as a challenge.
That's just a thing. All right, sports next. We don't have to do a Rob a commercial now, do we?
Good.
We even. Uh-oh. Ooh. Break it down.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 1992.
Way back. I was still a junior in high school. I had my whole life in front of me.
Unfortunately, Lyle Alzado passed away.
Oh, man.
Aww. Yeah, he died of brain cancer at age 43. He said the cancer was caused by steroids. That's what he said. So.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
Now, this is right around close to the time the whole, might have been before actually, the Vince McMahon steroid trial. Because it says that Lyle was one of the first athletes to ever admit to using steroids. You know, everybody thought Vince McMahon might have been supplying Hulk Hogan and other people with steroids on his roster.
Yeah. Plus, he himself was ripped for a guy that. He works 20 hours a day, somehow got time into the gym as well.
I mean, if you know anything about Vince, he famously sleeps 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And he won't tell a wrestler to do something he won't try himself. And that's, every wrestler always agrees with that.
Yeah.
Like, he took the Doomsday device in a strip club through a table. True story, according to the remaining, well, both Road Warriors are dead now.
Yeah.
Damn it. Rest in peace.
We lost
an animal.
Animal is the last one we had. So the big news from yesterday, Major League Baseball has reinstated Pete Rose, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle, and Sheila Stowe Jackson from Easley, South Carolina. Sheila Stowe Jackson.
Well, depends on which ball card you agree with. Some say Greenville. Some say Pickens County. Some say just Pickens.
Yeah, it ain't Pickens. You could say Pickens County, maybe, but... I mean, they'll say Ariel, which is more easily side, but either way.
They base it on Greenville stole him because he played, you know, played actual baseball in Greenville for Brandon Mills, and then also not a guy named Brandon Mills, that was actually the name of the place. And then his, you know, liquor store now in what's called the Fine Art District of downtown Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be called something way different years ago.
Way different. So you might ask.
Roll them up, kids.
You might ask yourself, what's next for these two? Well, the earliest they can go into the Hall of Fame is 2028 because they have to be put in by the Veterans Committee, the 12-person Classic Baseball Committee. Excuse me, that one. God. Veterans is separate. And they don't vote again until December of 27. They might be like some of these state congresses, which I just found out recently some of them only meet during odd years. Because I thought, like, South Carolina session, that seems real short. Mm-hmm. Like 6 months. Some of these states only meet for like 3 months.
So what, correct me if I'm wrong, remember the thing with Josh Gibson going in? He went in like overnight.
I think when they started counting the Negro League stats, it was.
But I'm not saying Josh Gibson, absolutely. He had way more home runs than even Hank did.
Put Rube in there, too, if he's not in there.
Rube.
Big Rube Foster.
We're going to go put Kupapa Bell in.
Yeah.
Put Satchel Paige is in. But he played Major League Baseball.
People should at least know Larry Doby's story.
Oh, by God. He was the second. Yep. He was the first in the American League.
From
first.
South Carolina or born here.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Pete Rose thing now, like, he's dead, so maybe he's got that sympathy swirling around there. Also, Trump said that he was going to get – I mean, this is one of his – Trump said he was going to get Pete Rose reinstated. And then also, like, they advertised gambling like a mother blanker. And
looks real hypocritical if you don't
Very much so. Very much so.
Especially when you got NBA players that are banned for life for betting on their own team.
Yeah.
There was a clip going around of a few days ago, Draymond saying that at the end of the – because the Warriors lost the game by 5.
Yeah.
And they thought Minnesota was kind of putting it on toward the end. Draymond's caught on video saying, the spread's 5.5. I know what they're doing. The spread's 5.5. And they lose by 5. Players are aware of, like –
absolutely. I mean, they're watching film. They're probably watching – like, if there was, like, a Sports Center for radio, I mean, you know, I might – would. You know, now that I say that, I probably wouldn't.
I don't watch it now.
I wouldn't want to hear criticism from people who's never done it before.
That used to be a show that made anchors. Now it's just like fill in.
They just started carbon copying them.
Pretty much. I can't tell you who's on SportsCenter. It's too many people.
After Berman and rest in peace, Stuart Scott, like change them in and out. Who cares?
You know what? It's funny you mentioned Berman. I saw some. I can't remember who tweeted it. I think it was Schefter maybe. Berman just signed an extension for ESPN, so he's going to be there 50 years.
God bless.
At the end of his deal.
Well, that means I could maybe go twice as long here. I mean, not 100 years, but I've been here going on 25.
Also, real quick.
Full-time, anyway.
The NBA on NBC when it comes back. And now, so Michael Jordan is going to be a special contributor. How the hell did that happen?
Wonder how much money John Tesh makes off that, though.
Oh, he redid it, too, so.
Yeah.
And he's in the new promos.
But how does that equate to, like, I know he gets the rights paid to him every time it airs, but, like, do people go download that? They're like, what is this song, Shazam? I think I'm going to work it out with this.
It's a song off one of his albums. It's called Round Ball Rock.
Yeah.
And it's a full version.
Yeah.
So, plus college basketball was using it since the NBA wasn't using it.
Okay, I'll find out during the break. I'll look it up. I want to see how much Alan Parsons and his project made because of the Chicago Bulls.
But Jordan don't need the attention or the money. Why would he agree to do it?
I don't know.
It's not like he misses the game.
Owes probably a lot of – I mean, that guy's got investors too. Like, he ain't throwing in all the money on, like, Jordan Racing. I mean, he's got investors in that group. He's just a figurehead. So I think he's got to just do some more public – viewings and things.
Nike money is ridiculous.
Think about that. See how you feel about this. You know, there's certain athletes like a LeBron or a John Rocker.
Johnny Rocker?
That you, like, you know things that they stand for, things they stand against, blah, blah, blah. Jordan has there's never been that direct line to him. Like, to know anything about him at all.
So I'm surprised he's even
wants
to even share that with
people. He's like a Howard Hughes type, it seems.
Yeah, you know. Go way out of here. I'm so late.
Okay, we're late.
I talk too much.
You homeboy, you never shut up. All right, when we come back, we'll start the we've got one that we'll get on hold. Not on hold yet, but we're gonna do the all advice hour. just 1 hour of the show because we have to do the BDA today, the best damn audio. Talking in initials a lot.
That's going to be good, too.
Friday is the FOF line. So
yeah, it is.
If you don't know initials, you don't know Jack Diddley Squat.
That's going to be action-packed, too.
Yes. Do you know Jackie?
I believe I do.
Yeah. All right. We will take a break.
Better than you.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.